AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. More homes have been destroyed in Southern California. It's going to be a long day ahead as crews battle three wildfires around Los Angeles. Sharice Wallace is near a fire burning around Eaton Canyon.
The canyon is literally on fire on both sides. I thought it was just the canyon across my house, but no, it's literally on both sides.
Santa Ana winds are gusting up to 60 miles per hour. All of these fires are 0% contained. Zion Brown works at an assisted living facility in Altadena. The flames were moving quickly.
I was running up to the third story, second story, carrying people down, just picking them up because we do have a lot of wheelchair people in here. So we did eventually, we were able to get everybody out of here at a timely manner before the building actually went into flames.
He spoke to KABC. The situation prompted the LA Fire Department to take a rare step of putting out a plea for off-duty firefighters to help. It was too windy for firefighter aircraft to fly, further hampering the fight. Former President Jimmy Carter's flag-draped casket is lying in state at the Capitol. His state funeral is tomorrow at Washington's National Cathedral. Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Mike Johnson were among those paying tributes to Carter in the Capitol Rotunda. Peter Thomas was outside as the casket arrived at the Capitol.
It was actually stunning. I mean, we waited for a couple hours in the cold, waiting, and I'm particularly interested in the caisson and the lone horse, saddled horse coming behind.
The 39th president died December 29th in Georgia. He was 100. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos asked a New York judge to delay his sentencing on federal fraud charges until the summer so he can pay off more than $500,000 in fines by making more episodes of his recently launched podcast, Pants on Fire. Prosecutors say Santos has earned more than $400,000 from appearances on Cameo. This is AP News. A renowned Israeli TV journalist who lost his ability to speak clearly because of ALS is returning thanks to AI that imitates his widely recognized gravelly voice.
Moshe Nussbaum has been connecting with audiences for more than 40 years. But after being diagnosed 2 years ago with a progressive disease that attacks nerve cells, he had to greatly scale back his on-air work. Nussbaum will be making a comeback soon using an AI program that has been trained to speak with his voice. He will be filmed as if he were presenting, and his lips will be technologically adjusted to match the words. Here's his voice without the technology. And here is AI Moshe. He calls the technology a magic trick that has incredible meaning for everyone with disabilities. I'm Karen Shamas.
A record 24 million people have signed up for insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.